Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. he's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that love in need of love today? Don't delay, send your then right away. Hey, go on round
Bye. open up that eye. I know they see the trails all up in the skies. Ancestors round me blowing with the stage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stage woke. Plant seeds in the soil, yeah, I'm in the garden. Trying to break the system down, that's where we get started. Eating clean, ain't trying to kill us with these GMOs. Running with a pack of wolves like I'm in Minnesota. Black fist up, yeah, it's getting real. Energy and motion, no more sitting still. Liberating minds, no more chains on you. My knowledge be the fullest when I bang on you. Spreading all this love for these hate niggas. Always dropping jewels cause I stay with them. Cleaning up this mother earth, yeah, we gotta live. It's okay to take a little, but be down to give. Geometric signs got me tapped in. Said watch this knowledge make you hit a backflip. We living in the now, you talking past tense. This light I got is shining everlasting. Ay, watching all the news say the same shit. Feeding you this bullshit information. They gotta keep you ill, they make money off medication. What keeps the system going is really the education. Killer flu shots, poison babies with these vaccines. High frequency, you don't know, you better ask me. While you're talking, I'll be looking at the fact sheet. Subconscious got me sitting in the backseat. Yeah, you see the chakras, man, I got them lined up. Starting from the bottom, now the mind rising up. Still sleeping, I ain't worried cause they time is up. Universal cosmos, I see it lining up. Gotta keep it real, they be looking like a mannequin. Start talking healthy, everybody get to panicking. Lost in illusions, they can't see through the fantasy. I'm 360, Fibonacci with the galaxy. Sun gazing, feet grounded to the source though. Tapped in with the stars, no more horoscope. Just God mode, you might wanna take some notes. You can be the Black Panther, I'ma still be the GOAT. Have you seen the grid? Open up that eye. I know they see the trails all up in the sky. Ancestors round me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke. Ancestors round me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke.
All right, guys. Greetings, guys. Thank you, guys, for joining me. This is your host, Haru. Thank you for joining me on this special broadcast, guys. This is a pop-up broadcast. If you guys are no stranger to ear, Enhancing Awareness Radio, what I do is I just kind of pop in sometimes, just pop in, nothing scheduled, you know, just straight raw intuition. You know what I'm saying? And this rising was just one of those moments where I just wanted to give it to you raw. No pun intended. But, yeah, guys, this one is entitled Garden of Inspiration, right? So this is dedicated to the 32 energy that surrounds me. The Garden of Inspiration is a broadcast to where I am just going to be pulling. I'm going to be speaking inspiration. And I'm also going to be pulling some of my favorite. I'm just going to be freestyling, y'all. This is straight rawness, straight freestyling, you know, no script at all. You know, we don't go off script really anyway, but, you know, I kind of have a format, you know, for a flow on our scheduled broadcast. But nothing today. I didn't have a pen, paper. I didn't write shit. So, you know, this is just straight raw freestyle. All right, y'all. So hope you're enjoying the music, guys. That last song was a brother named Joshua Hill. He also goes by Self-Made. You can find him on YouTube. Type in the God Frequency album. You can type it in Spotify as well. Also, you can go in the archives. You know, go in the archives and type in Enhancing Awareness Radio, Self-Made. And then a broadcast should come up to where I did with him, right? It was an interview that I did on his when he dropped his High Frequency album, and it was great, y'all. That High Frequency album is fire. Matter of fact, this next song I'm about to play is from the High. I'm gonna play a few songs from that High Frequency album. Let me see how many I got in here. Yeah, okay, I only got one for the album. Nope, I got okay. So I'm gonna play a few songs from that two songs from the High Frequency album. So guys, just jam with me, just rock with me, you know. I'm going to throw a clip in here and there. The first clip that I'm going to play after these two songs is a powerful clip. Y'all guys going to love. So I'm just going to pop back in. It may be a three-hour broadcast, guys, but this is just the Garden of Inspiration. You know, Haru, Keith and Boyd, whatever you, whichever version you going to get. that comes through, okay? I'm all of them, right? So, yeah, guys, and also I'm going to do a card pool for today, an energy pool for today for you guys. If you guys ever want to book a reading with me, a private session, guys, you can always go to my website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Go into services section and choose to see. How I'm doing it now, guys, is name your price reading, right? You send the donation. You make the donation. You let me know, you know, name the price. You know what I'm saying? So you determine the worth of the reading. So something that I'm kind of trying out, I'm still pushing through trial and error with it. But something I'm trying out, guys, you know, I'm about creativity. I love new, trying new things. So, yes. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get back to the music and then the clip. And I'll be back after that. All right. Peace.
Of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself, I know I'm all around, yeah. I'm with the gods and we ain't never coming down, yeah. The way that we moving is looking alarming, I hope you know it ain't no drill. I move like a panther, but no, I'm a lion, that system, I come for the kill. I'm feeling like Neo, just tapping himself, but I got this shit for real. I'm spiritual with it, but that don't mean try me, cause I'ma be gripping that steel. They ask if I mess with the Bible, they ask if I'm eating McDonald's. I swear that this knowledge is vital, but most people be stuck in denial. Who told you that you wasn't human? Your mind is what they trying to ruin. I got one in primordial fluid. Anything that you think you can do it. This life ain't what it seems. That frequency hitting is getting extreme. Don't get stuck in the dream. Subconsciously moving, I think like a king. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. We on a mission, make decisions for our visions, yeah. These niggas talking, they ain't walking, they ain't about it, yeah. All that chasing that money and freedom, as long as you paying them payments. Minding my business and learning my lessons, I know this shit testing my patience. Mastering myself, whoa, this energy feeling so sacred. I am not in human form, I am not stressed about races. Why you wanna play a role? Got all my shots up in boxes. Putting limits on ourselves, we could be higher than cops, it's lying. Gotta learn to always stay humble if you trying to contain all this knowledge. You will never experience what we saying if you never just deal with that blockage. We evolving through this process, we got the keys like a locksmith. Full momentum, ain't no stopping this, we are way more than heaven sent. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Tell me what you wanna tell me, man. Stop running from the feeling, ayy. Hoping we can coalesce one day, but we gotta get a butter feeling, ayy. Healing always only been a mission, ayy. Reflect, project, guidance coming from the mystery system. Fan open, holding full attention, I'm drifting, yeah. Iron the wheel now, so don't tell me my mind cannot feel now, yeah. And I feel like I'm here now, and I'm crystallizing on my build now, yeah. And never conversate, fate, ayy. We don't even have a conversation, ayy. Vibrate a different space, ayy. Wait, why not get a sense? Play safe. Feel what I feel, so I'm giving my mind and my body everything in progress. Talk to
talking about it, the proof is the energy for me, always feeling present, yeah.
Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We living, guys, and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. This music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We living, guys, and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. This music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah.
I am, in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am, I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am, I am,
yeah,
God, you ain't know, now you know what's up. I am manifesting, use the mind as a weapon. Had a couple ego deaths,
I
know it happened for the best. I swear these niggas playing checkers, they don't know this is game of chess. Stay woke, no rest, we in deep water, no breath. We can go into some land, growing food, that's the plan. No more working for the man, the system really ain't your friend. So we finna break it down, yeah, we really is. I swear nowadays, grown folks acting like kids. God living all within, I'ma lace them up, don't trip. Amethyst on the wrist, came back like Chris. Sorry, meant to say Christ, I swear this life like dice. You mess it up, you do it twice, so I'm finna get it right. Cause I am, in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am, I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am,
I am.
In God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up. I am,
I am,
I am,
I am.
God, love,
you know, now you know what's up.
I am everything in existence, they know what's up.
I am
dark matter, this universe got me
dark
up
matter.
If you don't get control of your mind, they gon' lock it up. Gotta empty the water, then refill the cup. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it wasn't for you.
Circle
small, all I ask is that you keep it loyal.
I
am on it, I be on it, I'm killing opponents. I am speaking the truth, I'm just hoping they notice. It's real shit, I channel it real quick. Talking to ancestors, they coming through real thick. Hitting waves with this knowledge, my mind getting real fit. Step into your higher self, your reality gotta flip. That's real. I am, in God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up.
I am,
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 yeah.
In God mode, yeah, I really know what's up. I am, high vibrating, everything going up.
I am,
I am,
hey.
I am,
I am,
God, you ain't know, now you know what's up.
Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. It's, you know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave him $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy, three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with baby kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this. You know, if they take you to court, you got to do this. You got to pay this. This is what they were. Baby kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, such, such. You gonna do this or do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. My people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this, because we gotta have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. these beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about that. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, the two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. All these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby's kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. But this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left, where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large-sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this.
And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No. We got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us. And we have to be the baby kids. And we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up. And fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids. And say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. We're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. and all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to it and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace, because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you.
I would like to remind you that life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes. And go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime. And be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Ay, they dedicated and stay on your grind. Ay, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without. You know? And I've been broke so many times. And I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty of times. Plenty nights when I didn't see no finish line. In my sights still I grind, grind, grind. 24/7. Grind, 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 7 through 7. One day it gon' pay out. Can't take a day out. Working them night shifts. And then I got laid out. I had to get it. I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why is you chilling? Why is you chilling? I'm sacrificing my sleep. I'm manifesting these dreams. Andrea, understand the nature of this reality. Or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions align with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Ay, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Ay, I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind, yeah. These sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah. Gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out.
Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated and stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind, homie. Sacrifices, they gon' pay off in time, homie. Gotta take it one day at a time, baby. They dedicated and stay on your grind, baby.
day at a time, baby. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out. I promise they gon' pay out.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, greetings, everybody. All right, y'all, I already introduced myself, but I'm, you know, as I told you guys, I'm going to pop back in and out periodically through the broadcast. But, you know, I promoted the broadcast, guys, and as you guys always know, when the Ear Family can be here, I didn't realize today was 5-5. All right, that's 5 energy, 5-5, change energy. I did hear Eternal say also that we are now moved into the moon of Pisces. I think it was Aries and it was Taurus, and now it's Pisces. So if he doesn't call in today, or Auntie Elda, if you can elaborate on that. I really never understood yet, let me say yet, the moon cycles and all of that, because when it comes to this spirituality, y'all, I realize how powerful I am, and I do not jump. Well, I would probably be lying and say if I didn't jump in head first sometimes, but when it comes to certain shit, I know not to go too fast, because if I go too fast, you know, I could trip myself up in ways that I just won't understand sometimes. So in saying that, you know, having no fear but also being very careful with how we move out here. So this is a pop-up broadcast, guys. The title of this, The Garden of Inspiration, right? The Garden of Inspiration is the title. So it's pretty much, you know, just me freestyling, me flowing. There is no script. There is no, you know, just free flowing, you know, just straight raw. You know, I just wanted to just try it out and see, because that's how it is when it comes to this business, you know. You just, a lot of times you just freestyle. We do this anyway, but I literally don't have no notes or anything, so I'm kind of going off on a whim. But as we always know, guys, the Ear Family is with us. Check out our website, guys. I also pulled a card for us today, so I'm going to go ahead and read. Before I bring Auntie LJ in, I'm going to read the card of the day, y'all. Haru the Oracle is what a lot of you know me by. And I cannot pin this post to the top of my feed. Wow, okay. All right, so if you need a private reading for your own, guys, you can always go to our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. You can go under services section there, and you'll see the services at the top is Haru. And then you'll see Sylvia's services if you need a commercial, if you need a logo or anything like that. Auntie LJ is there with her services. Eternal is there with his services. I don't think Eternal is on that particular page, but I think Eternal is under, you can go under, familiarize yourself with the website, first of all, but you can go under Meet the Team. I need to put Eternal under services, but you can go under Meet the Team, and Eternal has his very own website. So when you go to Eternal, you see his picture in his, you know, brief bio there on our website underneath the team. You'll see links, you know, for you to click his Facebook page, his business Facebook page, and his website. It's all there. Everything that you ever need, guys, is going to be available on our website. You just have to navigate and familiarize yourself with the website. If you need to do that, I've done a whole broadcast on it. Type in Enhancing Awareness Radio website, and you should see that. I mean, we did a little tutorial on our website, guys. So, you know, there are no excuses for you to figure it out. Or you can email me, guys, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.net. I mean, gmail.com. Everything is in the show notes, all right? All right, y'all. So the Oracle Pool of the Day, Key of Life. This is about the Ankh. This is a spinning the Ankh, the Key of Life. So, you know, the duality, the the as above, so below. You know, here's the energy sensor that reveals the mysterious world to you, right? So the mysterious world being unveiled as in our now. Do you feel that you are in an energy space to where you are starting to see the universe in this magical way like never before? I know a lot of us are experiencing paranormal shit, okay? The cameras are picking up some shit. A lot of us are being visited by entities, you know, the unseen. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on with a lot of this, you know. But one thing that I feel deep is that we should not fear what's happening because, there was the confirmation. We should not fear what's happening. Ooh, yes. So pay attention to the signs also. You know, we get confirmations, we get signs. I was listening to Bobby Hemmings today. I'll be playing him too in a minute. But I was listening to Bobby Hemmings, and Bobby was saying we have to humble ourselves just enough to pay attention to the signs. It's not, life isn't about what we want. Life is not always about what we want, but life happens when we begin to start to humble ourselves and we start to pay attention to what the, you are the flow, but what, where the energy is going, right? Life moves. I can't think of what, you all get what the hell I'm saying. All right. So this is, do you feel that the energy space that we are starting to, okay, whoa. Do you feel you are in an energy space to where you are starting to see the universe in its magical way like never before? This is not by mistake. What are you creating? Are you creating more chaos? Are you creating more balance? Are you even paying attention to yourself? Are you even paying attention to how you vibrate? All right? Hey, how about we start there? Now's the time to create, create, create. As Brother Wisdom always says, now's the time to build, build, build. The energy is now on our side to those that want to give back to the universe. You know, we are not in the energy of, you know, Pisces, where it was a lot of taking energy. It was a lot of taker energy in Pisces, you know. But now we are in a more balanced energy of giving back, all right, giving back to the mother, giving back to the universe, you know. There's a song that I need to play on that aspect too in the middle of the show. But that's it. But if you need a forecast of your own, you know, you want me to expound on it, you can always, you know, email me at Hanson. Excuse me. Go to our website, guys, and go into services and do it like that because I have different email addresses for different things. So the Hanson Awareness Radio email address is only for the radio purpose only, all right? So be sure that you guys get them email addresses correctly because sometimes I don't get back to you in time, and you may feel some type of way, but it's not that. It's because I have designated areas for designated things, and I do more than this radio, and then I have, you know, my personal life too, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that I'm juggling, y'all, so you know, not to say that I'm overwhelmed, but, you know, if it takes me a few days to get back to you, please don't take it personal, okay? All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Auntie LJ, see how she's feeling. Auntie LJ, Mother's Day is coming up, indeed. A lot of emotions, you know, from not my personal situation, but just for a lot of the men I'm seeing, you know, they are coming through a lot of their emotions, and I'm actually proud of the men because they're at, for once in a long time, as we are being taught, a lot of our men are starting to show their emotions now, and I love seeing that because we need to get it out. So peace and love to you, Auntie LJ. Thanks for joining me on this random pop-up broadcast. How you feeling? All right. Auntie LJ, you may be walking away from the phone. I can't hear you. So let me go ahead and continue. So let me pull a clip. Let me see. Auntie LJ, just let me know when you hear. Your mic is open, so you can talk at any time. But shout out to Tupac, Tupac Energy. Shout out to Kali and Ma. Shout out to my yacht, the deities, whatever deity you use to get you through. Oh, man, shout out Eternal. This Pisces moon, y'all. I need to know more about this Pisces moon. I know Pisces, I hear that Pisces and Gemini, they have a lot of things in common. They're like oil and water, but they also have a lot of things in common. And the energy sense, I've been attracting a lot of Pisces. Like I never attracted them when I was in balance. But when I started to get spiritually in balance and spiritually in tune, I started attracting Pisces and Tauruses and, you know, and all of the signs that I hated, you know what I'm saying, which were parts of me that I was not ready to, you know, get in tune with. You know, I noticed that with the Zodiac, you know what I'm saying? That Zodiac sign you hate may be that energy space in which you should study. You know what I mean? So let me play a song real quick while I gather myself, and I'll be right back.
I go Willie B. I go Rimbay. I go Matumbo. The Kimbe. Get that Lewinsky. Will Smith pay. Independence Day. No Scientology. I know my geography. Roll up the collagen. I came up from poverty. Now fuck off my property. Fuck off my property. Fuck off my property.
Please don't test my
property.
I don't know the storm. Brim telegram. I don't fuck with them. Brim telegram. I was a grown man. I don't need no new friends. Funny how they smile and they grin. Two colors are hiding within. It's easy to fly to pretend when you wear the disguise of a friend. Wonder would she ride if I wasn't in the 500 Benz. I don't know, I don't get the shit. Why fuck with hoes that ain't interested? Smoke all your weed, drink all your liquor, and Snapchat the shit like it's Christmas gifts. Goddamn. Shit, I know, cause I witnessed it. It's all about how they leave your life. It's never about how they entered it. Crush. I don't know the storm.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Brim telegram. I don't fuck with them.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Brim telegram.
Damn it, where you think they're going to wake up?
That's right.
You see, They have a catatonic state, but you are the representatives of them damn fools. So because you are, they don't have to be. They just wait around until the damn party starts. Because they have their representative in the field for them. You know that shit you do when you don't want to go to a funeral? We'll send one motherfucker as a representative. You know what I'm saying? This bitch, you ain't got no money to travel halfway the country. So they put some money together and send one nigga out as a representative. Well, you are a representative in the field, so shut your mouth. You don't have to tell them nothing. Plus, on the other hand, you all are trying to look to say if they will believe it, then it can be valid for you. The only way that this can be valid for you is you have to make the decision for it to be valid for you. And on the other hand, therefore, when we're given this particular information, please, whatever you do, don't follow me. Don't even believe, I don't give a fuck if you don't believe what I say. Because it's not about that. Now, we ain't producing nothing. Now, you think I'm believing, this is all in the scheme of things, but we are a childlike people that we got to get to a high level, at least with us, because this stuff is over. You don't believe nothing. I'm not here telling you that I'm not going to espouse to make a better day for black people. That ain't happening. So we cut through the bullshit, so we don't have to come back here thousands of times again thinking the earth going to get better for black people. That's not happening. First of all, I'm looking at black people at a new light now. We are actually an obsolete people in the white man's society. These crackers is on a whole nother damn level. I'm not, believe me, I can say this shit about black people because I talk shit about the white man. We're going to go into this Yaku thing again tomorrow on some new evidence on the Yaku thing tomorrow. But I can talk this shit because I tell you the white man is the fucking fucked up enemy or the devil or the beast or whatever you want to call him. So that way I can be critical with black people so I'm not like no... some old Republican motherfucker for telling you, are we looking at a critical analysis of black social pathology and behavior and all right, and black social pathology and behavior. So my point is, it's almost like overnight we have become obsolete. Now, we know the white man is behind the stuff, but my point is, I'm saying this particular thing because there's something divine in what I'm saying, as if when you realize that there's no future for you, you can get to the next plateau. It is only when you realize that there's no future to you, that you can go to the next plateau or still be bouncing around here talking about we don't own this and we don't own that. We're never going to do that. We're never going to own it. Number one, we are not advanced enough to own it because we are sick in the head. Number two, on top of that, we got an enemy that's going to make sure that we don't want it. Number three, we got an enemy that we don't know our damn enemy no more. Most people don't suspect that the white man is their enemy. Whenever the white man made you embarrassed to talk about racism, he got your ass. So the masses of the people are finished. But then again, there's something divine in that because that's what is prophesied. When all is lost, that's when it comes. So we're talking about now having a group of people that look beyond this bullshit. Because it ain't happening. So once you get that in your head, then you can go further. You see what I'm saying? You can go further on what's really going on here.
Thousands of years. There's nothing left. The white boy has come. End of story. End of story. And one thing about the white boy, you cannot raise up against the white boy on the physical. That's divine.
Right.
Reason why that is divine, the reason why you can't fight the white boy on the physical, is because your spirit a long time ago made it that way, so you have no choice but to go back to the spiritual.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So therefore, we go over and over and over again and all this kind of thing. He is the master of the physical.
Right.
But we were the masters of the physical for thousands of years. So if you just say, even if we just say ancient Kemet, and we say we're going to do the conservative 3,000 years, then we look at every one of his civilizations about 200 years. And we look, and even if we just say 700 years from the Moors on up, when they expelled the Moors on up, you will say, that's about 500 years, the expulsion of the Moors. Then you'll say close to 3,000 years of dynastic and basically roughly 10,000 years of the whole Kamite period. And then we can go even further than that, and we're talking about only a doggone recess or an intermission period. when it comes to the white boy. And we must say this too, because we gotta understand the white boy has only ruled the world about 200 fucking years. That's the problem, we don't study. He didn't take Africa to the late 1800s. Although we look into European history and we see he has these skirmishes, and yes, he's been fighting and we've been in resistance for him for the last 2,000 years. He didn't take the whole earth until the fucking 20th century. Bottom line, you see what I'm saying? Until the 20th century, and mainly the British Empire gained most of the earth and the earth in the late 1800s. So we're still talking about a small portion of time. You see what I'm saying? And even John Henry Clark said that half of human history is over before we even get to that particular point.
Right.
No, half of human history is over before we even know the European even exists.
Yeah.
So now, you don't think this shit is savage? Black people are savage. We don't need to damn put all this damn to the Afrocentric. Oh, yes, it's beautiful and all that kind of shit. Let's tell the goddamn truth. That crap all right. The damn bell curve was right. Y'all don't even understand nothing about the way the white man do shit. The white man didn't pull out no bell curve talking about you. The white man pulled out a bell curve on what the fuck was going to happen to your ass. Look, the bell curve said that black people are intellectually inferior. Now, just break this goddamn bullshit down. If you don't study, if you don't like knowledge, if you don't talk about shit with Shaquille O'Neal, you are intellectually inferior. Now, we're not saying that you don't have the potential to accelerate your intellect. You're born with that. But if I don't exercise, I am physically inferior because I haven't developed the muscles to be physically superior. So if I don't exercise my mind, I am intellectually inferior. So when the cracker came out with the bell curve, he wasn't talking about your potentialities, your probabilities. He was talking about what you were. You are intellectually inferior. Let's tell the truth. I ain't stupid. I studied my people for fucking goddamn 15 years. And I know. I still feel like I'm going to wait and I'm going to see whether the masses, other than the people that surround me, I'm going to see how many motherfuckers going to say some shit on a common sense level or on a level of something advanced each day. And I might run into a motherfucker got some sense every other month. That's how bad it's got. It's fucked up. And that's what Dr. Ben said at the Melanin Conference in 1994. The black race is fucked up. So it's true. Come on. You getting personal. You all hurt. The bell curve say we intellectually inferior. As a race of people, we are. But that's prophesied. What else you going to be? You done had your brains gouged out through slavery. And you was too stupid to understand that the war been fought against your ass never ended. They've been fucking you up in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. It's still going on. It's just that the niggas went on recess. You know, now come on. We talk, you in here, that's fine. But you know the other rest of the motherfuckers ain't about shit. So ain't no sense in trying to save them. You see what I'm saying? Trample down the wretched and the weak. What are they talking about? They're talking about you got to get above just the bullshit around you just to see what's going on. And we get into this romanticism of about our damn people. I used to do that shit. I didn't have conscience. I go up in the supermarket. I said, look at my people. They're beautiful. Now I go up in the supermarket. I said, look at these motherfucking goddamn idiots up in the supermarket. They ain't about shit. You know what I'm saying? Running around here talking about some Lexus and all kind of shit. Some shit that we don't make. You know? This shit is savage, and it's not the damn underclass. They got an excuse. They're not privy to damn good information. We're talking about the so-called goddamn upward mobile motherfucker. They got shit on their mind. And that's your good old parents. And all the good old black people. Fuck it. Got sacrificed this shit. That's what time we in war right now. And they are out here so that you can be the extension to get this shit going down.
but you gotta know what time it is. You can't be wasting time on a bunch of motherfuckers that ain't gonna be by shit. You see what I'm saying? I'm just telling you how it is, because now I can say that because ultimately it's not about humanity whatsoever. That's the key. I just said it was a bunch of monsters coming back to eat and devour humanity, and that's your soul. So it's got to be based on your soul. You see what I'm saying? And not on your condition that you find yourself in. You can't help that. You see what I'm saying? But you can help your soul.
No. I'm not saying what you do. But knowledge, the only thing down here that's truth, is an aspect of knowledge.
But if we all go in the same place, we
all go in the same place.
Right.
But I'm talking about the people out there that's dead. They don't end up where we're going. But there's a snake, and then there's the head of the snake. You are part of the head of the snake because you woke up. That's why you're interested in this shit. You see what I'm saying? You're interested in this stuff. And believe it or not, you're going to be one of the people that bring those other people to the other side. That's why we're all interested in this stuff. You woke up. So it doesn't really matter if you do it, but it does in so many words. But what I was trying to reiterate here was based on behavior. Nothing you do has nothing to do with your soul going to the other side.
Did the commandments have a judgment? They had a story about judgment.
They have a judgment, but that judgment process that you're thinking is not on the biblical aspect. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do nothing. The judgment process that they're talking about is an alchemical judgment. It's more of a process.
Actually, their story of judgment is talking about the 40 new admonitions of
mind
waiting at your feather. And
look, man,
it's heavier than your
confession. Look, man, hold on.
Your soul says
look,
that I will not do.
Wait a minute, hold on. Back up.
Not that your physical won't do.
It ain't over. Look, you're still talking. See, this is what the damn niggas did that got back in the chemistry. Try to figure this shit out. They got into Kemet, and you talk about the judgment of Osiris with the whole 42 negative confessions and all, and they think it, that they're looking at the same way that you look at Christianity, and judgment ain't got shit to do with your behavior. Let me break this shit down to you. What this thing means.
Hey, now, Bob, let me get this clear.
Yeah.
Are you saying, I know a guy that murdered.
Yeah.
Are you saying that guy...
Homework, he got a soul.
He's
going to be the same place where you're going to be.
So he's not going to be punished for killing another soul?
No. He's already punished by being down here in the physical realm. The punishment already done happened. See, let me explain to you. Let me show you. You talk about the judgment. Give me an example. How did you come into this knowledge? Where did you learn that from about the judgment?
I always knew.
Huh?
I always
do. Yeah, but I'm saying. Okay, I'm talking about. Somebody came and gave you some information. You wasn't born knowing the damn judgment scene of Mayat and Osiris.
I knew it. I remembered it when I went.
I will do this. We all have glimpses of knowing we were special, and you might have very well, but I'm saying, you came into a certain amount of knowledge, like all the rest of the people up there came into a certain amount of knowledge because there was a certain awareness of the Egyptian stuff that came back within the last 14 years. Mm-hmm. And somehow that's how you tapped into it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Now, the point I'm trying to make with you is this. The judgment that the people are saying, this is really, in all honesty, this is good because this is how stuff. We beg people to ask these questions so we can get to clarity. The judgment that you're thinking, with the balancing of the scale and the weighing of the heart, and all the bodies getting through, have nothing to do with what your behavior was down here. What happened was, is, we have been trained on Christianity, which is moralism and political, and a scare tactic that says, you're going to burn in hell based on what you do. So all the black people who got into fucking Egypt, when they started looking at this shit, they took the same model of Christianity and they said, okay, here's the same judgment scene that's in Christianity. But the judgment scene ain't got nothing to do with behavior.
What are the 42 confessions about?
The 42 confessions is this, is what the Egyptian priests knew when they stood at the 42 confessions. They say, no, I'm saying, watch this. This is going to explain it to you.
I'm standing up. I'm reciting the 42 negative confession of the 142. How many of these motherfuckers are? Now, I have not gone into man. I have not killed. I have not lied. I have not fornicated. I have not took my neighbor's wife. I have not did all of this. Guess what's talking? It's impossible for the physical body not to do those things. The 42 negative confessions ain't talking about what the physical person did. It's talking about what his soul did. I just gave you the ultimate mystery. Your soul done went out there and killed, you done went out there physically and killed 1 million people. But your soul didn't do it. It's called negative confession. Demon dust inverse. Your inner self is not responsible for what your outer self has done. Look. Now,
your physical self is a representation
of your soul. Bullshit. Bullshit. The physical self is an illusionary phenomenon that has an ego that thinks that it lives, but it doesn't. It's separate from the soul. The soul is this scabbard, which is dormant. It's asleep. You ever heard of a sleeping Buddha? That's what the soul is. It's a sleeping Buddha. Your soul is asleep. The soul incarnates, and the physical body, which is the ego, thinks that it's alive. It's only a dream. It's an illusion. It wants to live. Your soul ain't got shit to do because most people's souls are dead. That's what Osiris is dead in a winter. The Osiris is asleep. We live in this particular phenomena, and the only motherfuckers woke up is the people in this village. And then you realize, I am not responsible for being down here. This is what your black people think. See, some of this shit don't add up if we look at it the other way. Let's say I walk down, I'm in the line. God comes up and say, man, Bobby, you did this, you did that. When you was in Atlanta, you did this. And you did that, I said, hey, I gotta plead temporary insanity. Say, why? Because when I was in Atlanta, I was a fucking African thinking I was from Mullen, South Carolina. I was born in the world, a dog thinking I'm a cat, a bat thinking I'm a rat. So I gotta plead temporary insanity. You know who you originally are, so how could you be to blame for something you did when you finished what you got going? Coming out here is John Henry. You see what I'm saying? The soul is asleep. And the physical body thinks that it exists. It thinks that it matters. But it doesn't. It's only an illusion. The soul, when the soul wakes up, we out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the spirit an illusion too?
Huh?
Is the spirit an illusion too?
The spirit. No, there's a difference between the soul and the spirit.
Yeah,
the soul is a little sun, a little seed of the sun that existed prior to creation.
Well, when we are out of here, then what? What happens?
I'll tell you in a minute. The soul is a seed. The soul is a seed that existed before the physical world was formed. It's been asleep. Then you have a spirit. A spirit is what makes all this energy and all this stuff moves. So, everything has a spirit, but not everything has a soul. Cats, dogs, rats, bats, snails, roaches, all of them have spirits. That's what moves, that's called anima, animation. What moves across the face of the earth. A soul is a own particular universe that did not take place in the doggone drama because it's been dead since we got down here. You ever heard several things? Dying the second death. But what is the first death? The first death is when you got down here, the soul was asleep. So the souls, when they say the negative confessions, this drama is an alchemical, metaphysical drama where you got people that's coming up, that's trained in Christianity and trained in the later day shit coming and say, oh, okay, this means the same justice. And they didn't talk, they didn't even feel, they didn't even believe in that shit. So we have misconstrued advanced science or alchemical science because we still got the Christian model. It has nothing to do with what you're doing. Because the murderer, the whole, the freak, the Greek, or whatever, was not even awake when it was even down here. The soul was asleep. So this is just a cosmic role that we are playing until the soul wakes up. So you're not responsible for what you do. You see what I'm saying? That's where years of religion comes in. Religion tells you that all this shit matters. And it can't. It can't. Because life is unfair. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to us. Because we're not even born on the earth at this particular time, knowing who we truly are. So how can I be responsible as a fucking damn psychopath?
He got his right. He wasn't responsible. He's not responsible. 11-0-4. I'm back at y'all again. Welcome to my home, in the home of my family. We have our brother sisters here about to ask some questions. We have a young queen here, very smart, very intelligent. And this is a day for us, this is a day of reverence, because in our home what we do is every week we worship the woman on a level that we know that, especially the black woman, she's the only one on the universe with two X chromosomes. Not only that, it surpasses the physical DNA or the physical physiological system. She's the only one who has something that's called an alkaloid in her system that is able to keep civilization going in a mutual direction. For any civilization, other civilizations have to depend on young black women or older black women to be able to sustain themselves in further indefinite civilization. So without further ado, I'm going to ask you, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay.
Okay.
How can you travel to the future?
Okay.
In your mind, like, to a specific time?
Okay. Her question is, how can I travel to the future in my mind at a specific time? Now, we must understand that our mind is not new. The brain is new, which is the body of the mind. Just like your body is a physical body, but it contains a soul. The soul is the mind, the body is the brain. Now, we're going to go further. We have been using our mind, and we can't say from the beginning of time because the word beginning is English. So I would be a hypocrite to even try to put a timeline on our mind. But I know that our mind is a body. And if our mind is a body and our mind creates thoughts, then we know that our thoughts travel from dimension to dimension wherever we go, whether we are conscious of where we go or whether we are conscious from our past or future. So, thoughts is what? It's a fragment of who we are. So therefore, when you are dreaming, you have 12 systems in the brain. Your subconscious is the seventh gate, or what they call the seventh chakra. And if that seventh gate is being infiltrated by anything that's not in the jurisdiction of its element, which is law, because element is law. And if you go against the element, you are breaking a law. So when you go against your own self, you are breaking a law. It has nothing to do with man's law. So when you are not thinking, you are not traveling. And when you are thinking, and everything that you are teaching, which is going into the mind of other people, whether it's a physical or spiritual dimension, it is sitting as residue on their physical body, which is their brain. And the brain consists of a soul. And remember, the soul is the mind. So every time you speak a word, you are speaking a fragment of you to go into the mind, which is the world of another person. So when they leave that body and enter into another body, they will take you with them. But if your vibration and frequency is not powerful enough, they will only take you into that seventh gate, which is the dream world. But we have something that's called an eighth gate that nobody talks about. No master teacher talks about this. The eighth gate is the next life. Right now, we are inside of a womb of the woman, what we call a woman. It has nothing to do with sex. It's only something that can give birth to civilization. And this is why we honor the woman. This is why people call her the black god. Right now, we are about to be given birth to. Somebody is pregnant with each and every one of us. And as soon as we, what they call death, as soon as we die, or what they call death, we are being given birth into another body of consciousness. So how did that body get there in the next life, where we're going to from here? It got there because your thoughts is like sperm. And when you put sperm inside of a feminine element, it produces a civilization, whether it's a physical civilization or a spiritual civilization, to carry out into another dimension. So when you create a thought, you are creating civilization of yourself in the past, present, and future. Right now, you exist everywhere. People ask questions. That's our problem. There's nothing wrong with it, but you have to know how to balance it. Because the same questions that we are asking is not meant for us to have the answer to. The things that we want to know here is not meant for us to know here. Why? Because we knew it in the past. And we had to come back here because we left something. And when you leave something that is valuable, you have to go back and get it. Why do I say that? Because you have something called an altar, which is your destiny. And everybody has their own destiny. Everybody have their own history. But when the European told you that we have a collective history that's called African history, this is what enslaved you. It had nothing to do with slaves being beat or hung on a tree. The biggest oppression is when they told us that we have a collective slavery. All of us have an independent slavery. Because we all come from an independent spiritual bloodline. If we're not physical people, then why are we trying so hard to contact a physical history? Do you know who wrote your history? Do anybody know who wrote our history? We just pick it up and follow on other people. So we come out of our mother's womb, we grow up, we go to school, and we say that we're African. But who said that? Find the first person who said that you are the African. Find the first person that said that you were a slave. Because once you put that you are a slave in your mind, then you are manifesting the things that you put in your mind. So you are what you think. So if you put the word or the element or the frequency slave in your mind, then you are that, what you think. But if you say that you are the most superior, and you say that you are not a slave, even though the people who claim to be conscious are going along with the agenda of the oppressor to say that we are slaves through their PhD or their so-called degrees, they're not conscious. They're not conscious. Anybody who says that you need a degree to be spiritually intact with that which didn't have a degree 10,000 years ago. We didn't have degrees. Europeans didn't exist 10,000 years ago. So what do we have to actually confirm our artifacts, to confirm our archaeology, to confirm our intelligence? We had ourselves. You are your degree. So when you are talking about having credibility through a paper or an institution, you must understand that the Moors were the first people who built the institution. And when the Moors built the institution, they didn't build it in your favor. They built it in the jurisdiction of teaching those to suppress you or to enslave you. You are only great when you can separate yourself from the world and things that's in the world. Because the things that's in the world has nothing to do with you. This is why the things in the world don't have your fingerprint. Now, if we all had the same fingerprint, then I'll be saying something different right now. But for the mere fact that we don't have the same fingerprint, let me know that we don't have the same difference. Because you think that fingerprint is something that you have on your hand or they can trace on a gun or something. No, your fingerprint is spiritual. You can take your fingerprint. And what you can do is you can break it down to its lowest common denominator and find out the characteristics of that person with that fingerprint. So when you go to a jail and they take your fingerprint, they can tell 20 years down the line whether you're going to commit a crime or not. They only give you the general basis of DNA. DNA is never, disconnected from you. Because DNA is your spiritual self. The stuff that we call blood, sperm, plasma, that's only the physical body of the DNA, but that physical DNA holds something they call a soul, which is the information that is consistent with that DNA. And what do we call that? We call it the unknown. And what is the unknown? Anybody. The unknown is the reality. Because anything that can't be broken down to its lowest common denominator is more superior than that which is known. That's why we are enslaved, because we know that we're African. We know that we're Moors. We know that we're white. We know we're black. But only in the physical realm, though. But what are you really? You are only these things because somebody told you that you are these things. Farrakhan told you that you were Muslim. Right?
Yes.
The white man told you that you were Christian. Am I correct?
Yes.
The Congo community told you that you were African. But where did they get their literature from? Who did they learn this shit from? I don't give a damn who it is. They learned it from somebody else. And this is why they hate Osaka 4. Because I do not stand in the jurisdiction of that which you have learned from the oppressor. You cannot say that the oppressor is devil or the oppressor is God, but you still use 10% of their theory to identify who you are. I'm nothing. Because the one that is nothing is that which is stronger. I have no law to abide by, so therefore I don't have to follow a law. I have no law to abide by. I don't have to follow God or Jesus. Because we know that God is only 600 years old, the word itself. So if God is only 600 years old, what were people calling the agendas before God? Y'all are in trouble, man, and I feel sorry for you. Because a law like God did not exist at a time that language did not exist. Because it was a point in time when language did not exist. And if language did not exist, the word God and a law did not exist. Our ancestors communicated to the stars. A few people say, well, you know what? I'm coming for you because we have to prove this Dogon theory. Even if Dogon is a theory, it shows that you acknowledge it. So my defense is I can use the Dogon theory even if it did exist, and I can use the Dogon theory even if it didn't exist. Why? Because the same people that you said is the devil or oppressor is the same people that you are using as a defense as far as their theories. We are more than humans. People don't understand me. They don't understand others like me. It's only a few. They only know that's happening and we don't need to know this shit. How can I be wrong? Prove me wrong. How can I be wrong? Who says I'm wrong? I'm willing to learn. Tell me. Give me the truth. Show me I'm wrong. Prove me I'm wrong. Prove to me that I'm wrong. Because you know what? There's a lot of agents out here that the government has already paid. George Soros is paying 263 people. They're on payroll with the government that is in the conscious community. And you don't have to believe me, but it will come out soon. And when it do come out, don't run to me. Because I warned you. I warned you, niggas. This here shouldn't have to be manifested. I shouldn't have to be doing this because our people should know better. But there are clones, we're going to go even further. There are clones that exist among us with black faces that is being operated by the fucking Europeans. They are on 125th Street. They're the nation of Islam. They in the church. The TD Jakes that you believe in is not real. They take your DNA and they copy your information from your DNA. They copy and paste your DNA into a clone, and now your clone is actually carrying out their agenda. But can they get on Sacred 4? No. Because I'm 50 years ahead. ahead of them. In 5,000 years, spiritual terms, ahead of them. They want me so bad. I get so many offers from Hollywood. Can we use your book for a movie? Can we do this for a movie? Can you come and be in a movie? No. You know why? Because if I was to do a movie, the most important executives and producers would die. I got defense. I don't need physical defense. I don't need physical defense. Call me pseudo, call me whatever you want to call me. But I know. Half of you motherfuckers saying I'm pseudo because I believe in extraterrestrials and aliens. But half of you are following Elijah Muhammad and Farrakhan. And if Farrakhan say he went up on a wheel and spoke to Elijah Muhammad, they call him pseudoscientist too, goddammit. Because y'all enslaved. Just because somebody don't have a platform, as superior as Farrakhan, that they are not intelligent. Intelligence is not based on how many years you went to a physical building that was created by a European. Intelligence is based on what is in your DNA. And sooner or later, you all going to see. So with that much said, Black Science TV 111, Osaka 4, I'm out.
You have to find a way to persevere through your tears even if it seems absurd. Celebrate life with love and gratitude no matter what things occur. My faith in God allows me to redeem my dreams deferred. The Christ that is manifested in me allows me to manifest things with words. Abide in his covenants and all things ye ask shall be given to you. Know that the tree of your life will not bear fruit if not connected to the root of spirit and truth. I pray that you find God in the midst of searching for material things and return to your God nature as a spiritual being. All of your life you've been trying to find things to satisfy your soul. I would like for you to know that it is only the bread of life that can magnify your goals. But through it all you have to learn to pray and worship. Develop faith and know that patience is your greatest virtue. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. No matter the test. Whatever you're facing, you gotta be patient. So many lessons. To get to them blessings, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, homie. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. Wherever you go, in so many places, you gotta be patient. Don't be complacent. In your situation, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, baby. And every time that it seems like life is punishing you, understand that you're only being prepared for everything that you have coming to you. Your hopes and aspirations may not have manifested when you wanted them to, but the universe is working to make every one of them true. Trust and believe and you shall receive. This has been God's eternal promise since Adam and Eve. We all have dreams of extravagant things, but a tree must first grow before you gather its leaves. And winter must come to balance the spring. And flowers do die in the palace of queens. All that matters with dreams is that you keep them alive. Have faith in yourself, defeating demons inside. All that matters with dreams is that you keep them alive. This is your God-given purpose and your reason to fly. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. No matter the test, whatever you're facing, you gotta be patient. So many lessons, to get to them blessings, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, homie. Follow your dreams, whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. Wherever you go, in so many places, you gotta be patient. Don't be complacent. In your situation, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, baby. You have to find a way to persevere through your tears even if it seems absurd. Celebrate life with love and gratitude no matter what things occur. My faith in God allows me to redeem my dreams deferred. The Christ that is manifested in me allows me to manifest things with words. Abide in his covenants and all things ye ask shall be given to you. Know that the tree of your life will not bear fruit if not connected to the root of spirit and truth. I pray that you find God in the midst of searching for material things and return to your God nature as a spiritual being.
All of your life you've been trying to find things to satisfy your soul. I would like for you to know that it is only the bread of life that can magnify your goals. But through it all, you have to learn to pray and worship. Develop faith and know that patience is your greatest virtue.
All right. All right, y'all. Thank you. So thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is a pop-up show, Haru the Oracle 7 presents. And what these pop-up shows are, guys, is just me, you know, popping in intuitively, you know, just inspiration. You know, today it's about inspiration. If you go back in the archives, guys, I have many different things that I've done in my many great broadcasts. You know, I got, you know, if you want mundane, I even got mundane shit for you guys. You know what I'm saying? One of the good mundane ones that I did was, if you guys don't know what mundane is, you know, that Hollywood juice, that tea, that, you know, they call it low vibrational shit, but that shit, you know, that we love, that shit that we like, you know what I'm saying, that really don't feed the soul, that shit, you know, respectively, right? So, Hollywood tea, I did one on human cloning, you know what I'm saying? That one on human cloning is really, really good, y'all. It was a part two to that one. So be sure that you guys go in the archives and check those broadcasts out. If you are the whole COVID vaccine conversation, you know, if you want on a high-end spirituality, you know, we got tons of shit in the archives, guys. Please be sure to check out our website also, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Enhancing Awareness Radio is also open to sponsorship. You know, we're also open to growing, you know, so if you want to collaborate with us, commune with us, myself or the team, you know, guys, we are open to that. So please be sure that you go to our website, go to contact us, or you can go to meet the team, and you could see where you can contact each of one of us individually if need be. All right, we got 2.5 minutes to the live hour, guys. If you're listening online, you will be cut off. You have to listen to the show later, or you can call in now. The number to call in now is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Press 1 only if you want to be a part of the broadcast. So as you guys, if you guys have been listening, I've been pulling many different clips as well as saying my own inspiration, you know, to the world. And I'm just going to kind of give some of my own inspiration. You know, first of all, you know, just how are you? You know, like, how are you really? You know, without lying to ourselves, you know, when is the last time that we did a self-evaluation? I always talk about self-evaluation. When is the last time that we have done our own self-evaluation without lying to ourselves? You know, I know that we're always worried about the external world, you know, what people did to us, myself included. Let me be the first to admit, as Google Play trying to track me and trying to, you know, it just comes on periodically. I always thought, not Google Play, but Google Voice, I've always thought that was a tracker. Hell, our own cell phone is a fucking tracker. But, you know, AI, or, you know, it just have no fear, you guys. Have no fear because what's meant to be will be. Let me just say that. Shout out to the caller. I do see you. I'll call on you in just a second. If you're just listening, just simply tell me you're listening when I do call on you. Just simply tell me you're listening. Or if you want to add to the inspiration, you know, what is your guarding? What's inside of your guarding inspiration? When you wake up, you know, what are your rituals? You know, are you waking up with an attitude? You know, are you taking accountability for your very own shit? Accountability was a – when I first one of my soul family members personally kind of introduced accountability to me, but I felt that it was accountability in the aspect of judgment versus an aspect of, you know, like, bro, you know, you may want to look at this, you know what I'm saying? But even though I may have took it personal, I may have took it wrong, you know, but one thing I always did was be honest with where the fuck I'm at without no apologies. You know, I'm not, you know, you're probably not going to get an apology from me. Now, I do apologize to people. I do. But when it comes to, you know, you wanting me to behave how you want me to behave due to a moral construct or whatever, you're probably just not going to get that from me. And, I mean, I'm going to tell you straight out the horse's mouth that you ain't going to ever get it. So, you know, you'll probably die before you get it from me. So I'm just going to let y'all all know that straight up, you know, call it what you want. But, you know, I feel that there is power in, you know, being who you are. There's power in, you know, you being okay with your authentic self in your 360. I am finding that a lot of us are coming through childhood traumas. Most importantly, I'm coming through a lot of my teenage trauma, y'all. You know, Auntie LJ actually mentioned that, as I know she is going through her teenage trauma, you know. When have we evaluated our teenage trauma? Our 20s, a lot of us in our 20s, you know. 20s was kind of a blur. You know what I'm saying? 20s was kind of a blur. Let me see if I can find that song real quick. Y'all got to hear this song, Blur. Britney Spears actually did this song called Blur, but I'm going to play it shortly after. Let me go ahead and try to bring in this caller just to see if they have something to say. Caller 843, are you just listening, or do you want to chime in and add what's in your garden inspiration? Caller 843.
Can I be heard? Greetings.
Greetings. How are you?
All is well.
All right. Voice sound familiar.
I don't even know. Yeah, this is Ed in South Carolina.
Okay, all right. Peace onto you, peace. Yeah, I'm just freestyling today, Ed. You know what I'm saying? It's just gardening inspiration. I've been playing a little Bobby Hammond. I've been playing a little Ralph Smart and Brother Wisdom. I'm not sure if you know Brother Wisdom, but, you know, just kind of pulling some deep clips. The last one you heard was Osei Kafor talking about the brain. I think that's kind of where you came in at. You kind of came in at the tail end, but I'm just pulling clips, you know, by Dr. Delbert Blair's next, you know what I mean? So, you know, just something encouraging, something in your inside of your garden of inspiration that helped you, you know, in your dark, on your journey, on your walk. That's what this broadcast is about.
Can I just say this, bruh?
Sure.
You remember back in the day when we used to go to clubs and house parties and stuff like that?
I do.
You know, what really made a DJ good, it wasn't just the beat, unless people just went there to dance, but how they tied the lyrics together. You understand what I'm saying? So What I'm speaking to is just like what you just expressed. The information that you're putting out there back to back to back, it really reveals how religiosity, the belief system of our parents, because of religiosity or what they were taught, our recent ancestors been prisoners of war. We never got back to that climatic science or the reality that there's a higher being inside of us that is really us. And to speak to that being, to allow that energy to come forth, you know, I mean, we can create anything immediately. And you know, I mean, I'm having my challenges about some things right now dealing with this world. And my godmother used to always say, you have to die to the world to become who you really innately are. And a lot of those plays really demonstrates that, you know, just like living in a house, driving a car. This place is where you hold your things, your emotions, positive and negative, as far as the house. The car, that vehicle, takes where you want to go, where you feel you need to go. But when you're outside of that car, it's basically like that soul that really is supposed to govern your body. That's when that being is supposed to take place. So that's why meditation and all these things are so important. And all of these things were taught to us to fear. You know, I mean, just one more second. I want to go back to Bruce Lee and Enter the Dragon. When he fought the drug dealer bad guy on the island, it's interesting that the last part of the fight, he went in that room full of mirrors. Just like what I'm speaking to is my own experience. I said numerous times those same things. This body is a vehicle, but the soul is supreme, because that's what never dies. But what I'm saying is, when he went in that room, because it keeps coming back to my mind for some reason, and that's why, I haven't been able to see or activate or allow to come forth that supreme being within inside of me. So that's another reason why I feel that I've been having these challenges in life, because I've been trying to make things work on this physical plane that, yeah, our ancestors might have created the cell phone, the computer, blah, blah, blah. But what benefit does it have is that higher being isn't in control as far as me, and I have been having trouble seeing myself. You know, so
yeah,
it's really deep. And the last brother that you played, I just want you to give me his name before you share, please.
Yeah, Osei Kafur.
Last video.
Osei Kafur is his name. So he spells it O-S-E-I. Let me pull it up just so. Better yet, I'm gonna add a clip of his in the show notes, so you can easily click on it, and you can click on his YouTube channel. Check him out. The brother has tons of material just on his YouTube channel alone. But his name is spelled O-S-E-I, and then Kafur, which is K-U-F-O-R. Osei Kafur.
Okay.
K-U-F-O-R. Hold on, let me be sure, though. I'm pulling it up as we speak. O-S-E-I. Let me be sure I'm spelling it. Yeah, O-S-E-I, and then the last name is K-U-F-U-O-R. So that's K-U-F-U-O-R. Go on our website also. I believe his direct number is on our website if you need to contact him. He has books. That he's done, his books aren't mainstream, and you know why. You know, a lot of us who are very underground and who are very talented, you know the politics on why we can't, put a lot of our stuff out. But anyway, on our and he's very highly in tune, and he do not want his name in none of that bullshit. I respect the brother to the high nine. Everybody I played today, I respect to the high nine, and a few more to come. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'll say before, check them out. And I appreciate you, Eddie, for calling in. I do remember that voice. You appreciate it. Thank you.
Definitely. I thank you for all you do, man. This is really an university right here. Inner university. Inner university.
Inner university.
You got to go in to go up.
Yes. Oh, let me actually reply to your statement. You know, one thing I always remember, you know, our elders always taught us, rather knowingly or unknowingly, you know, for me, I'm speaking for me, y'all. I always attempted internally to detach myself from their fears. You know what I mean? So in doing that, I would silently do that because, you know, you've been on God beat down doing that. You know what I'm saying? Coming up in our era. You know, and did get beat down a few times, you know, for speaking up and speaking out and asking questions, you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying this to say that I did that silently for so long, but now I'm so loud with it because I've suffered in silence for too long and for so long. And it was just this time and space to where I was really, truly faced with myself. And, you know, Marianne Williamson has a quote, and her quote says, hold on, because I want to read it verbatim. Everybody needs to hear this. There's a quote that she wrote, and it's true. You know, I feel with all of us. Why is my computer going slow? All right. She says, I'm going to find it another way. All right, and this is a simple quote, but all right. Oh, okay. All right, she says, just simply enough, guys, you can type in on Google if you want the extended version of the quote, but just a simple quote is this. She says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that mostly frightens us. we ourselves, who I am to be brilliant, who am I, you know, to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. You're playing small does not, she was Christian too, so just, you know, but just the message within the message, you know what I mean? Actually, you are a child of God. You are playing yourself small. Does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people would feel insecure. Other people won't feel insecure around you. How many of us do that? We shrink ourselves and we're not ourselves just to fit in to a collective agreement of what shit should be, right? So we are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make magnificent the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in every one of us. And we let our own light, as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give people, oh, man, the permission to do the same. That's being the example. As we are liberated from our own fears, our own presence automatically, it liberates others. So in being the example of our very own healing, you know, doing the real work, doing it, not being ashamed of doing it, you know, not being ashamed of being publicly vulnerable, you know what I'm saying? There is power in that. And just to conclude on that, when we face ourselves in the mirror, a lot of times for the first time, and there's proof on this broadcast, you know, it will scare the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? And it goes back to the first sentence. You know, it's not that we are afraid that we're inadequate, of that we fear that we're inadequate. We fear our greatest power, y'all. We fear how powerful we are. Meditate on that shit. So I always set my intentions, Eddie, in this. I always say, in my yacht. You know what I'm saying? Because the energy space that we're in, there has to be a balance. So just as a suggestive and something that I practice, in all of my intentions now, I always say, in my yacht. You know what I'm saying? Because balance. And I promise you, I don't care how much we dance, life is going to always bring us back to that balance of my eyes, period. So there's that. All right. Appreciate you as always. Look forward. As you know, we're on every weekend, guys. You're just listening. And you actually sparked me to play somebody else real quick. I'm going to fit him in real quick because he's actually prevalent, Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was a great. Go study Bruce Lee works. Not outside of the Dragon movies, he had a lot of great wisdom to share with the world. So let's go ahead and to this Bruce Lee clip, guys. And then after that, I'm gonna go ahead and play Deborah Blair. And all right, and I'll be back.
Just
after
one more
that.
Thing.
All right, you can.
Okay, they got a thing now saying if you're the smartest person in your group, you need to find another group. Mm. And also they say, there's another one that they say, if you can't change your friends, change your friends. Because, you know, we get these epiphanies and these awakenings, you know, soul is always speaking to us. So when we hear these things and then we evaluate them, sometimes it's just like you're saying, it's like that higher knowledge, like universal laws. So you go back to your so-called friends and colleagues and you share that information. When they look at you like you're crazy, instead of evaluating the words or what you're trying to share with them, they judge you, not what you're saying. You know, so just like that's deep.
That's
if
what we
you
do.
You can't change your friends. Change your friends. That's powerful, man. I love that.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and it's going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's going to hurt sometimes. But, hey, you know, doing what's best for us at the end of the day is going to be very painful. But it must be done, y'all, especially now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like sink or swim. That's where we at now, y'all. You know, to put it to you straight up, you know, it's like you're gonna either you gonna either continue on in a new earth, or you gonna either just perish in the old one. Which way you going? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's no in between. There's no straddling in the fence. You know, and like we are out of time. There's no more time. So, yeah, just know that. All right, Eddie.
Thank you, brother.
Anything else you want to add? You're welcome.
Nah.
All right.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Bruce Lee, y'all, I'll be right back.
He was a martial artist, actor, teacher, and philosopher. He is widely considered to be one of the most influential martial artists of all time. He is often credited with helping change the way Asians were presented in American films. He's Bruce Lee, and here are his top 10 rules for success.
What it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
People. Or the children of Satan, the devil. Well, half of them might be, but that ain't none of my business here. When your glands are not awake, they enslave you to this planet. First thing you need to know about planet Earth and your nature, everything down here is an addiction. There is nothing on this planet that is not an addiction. Including water and including air. If you want to know where all the addictions come from, you're trapped between the third dimension and the law of duality. That's human nature. That's third dimension nature. Everything on this planet leads to habit forming. If you want to know why you can't break all, and why the spiritual masters don't tell you that, because they know you're not going to be able to break all of the habits, that you're not going to escape all of the addictions. You can't do it from this human level. And why the great ones stayed in the mountains, so that they wouldn't become addicted to 89% of this garbage, so they got addicted to meditation. Everything down here is an addiction. It is impossible to be on planet Earth without some strong habit and some addictions. Some are better than others is the key. You know, it'd be better to meditate 24 hours a day instead of smoking ganja 24/7. Though some brothers will not agree with me. Okay, we're still building towards this concept of the female god, goddess. Okay, now we can jump into, the five-pointed star. Now, the way you all, it's facing you all, that's of course the symbol of Satan the devil, right? That's what the theologians told everybody, you know, because the Eastern Star wears her star this way, if you've ever seen it. on the back of the car. You see how that is? See the goat's chin and the goat's horns and the goat's... Right, okay. Well, that's wrong. The three things you need to know about stars. First of all, there is no five-pointed star in the heavens. There are 4 points, 8 points, 16 points. But there is a five-pointed star inside a Macintosh apple if you slice it horizontally, a perfect five-pointed star. There's a five-pointed fish in the ocean. There's a five-pointed geometric construct on several types of green leaves. This, symbolically, is what those 5 points represent. Man. This is what they represent in terms of translation. See that? Well, what do you see there? Read them out. Right. That's English. That is not Aleph Lam Lam Hamza. That's A-L-L-A-H, English. Okay? Are you overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed yet? Because we ain't got to the book yet. Okay. But the code allows you to understand this level of hidden knowledge. There's the story form in this book. Okay? That tells you about these varied people, what they were doing, something about their lives. Then in comes the Savior and rescues them from their own foolishness. I'm forgetting how to spell it in English. Let me do this again. I like to do this. What does that word mean? Anybody? What do you think it means is what I should say. All right. That's exactly right. Exactly what they told you. That's a Latin derivative of testament. Testimenti. That's the meaning of testament. That's old mind, old body, new mind.
Our planet has come under a period of ignorance, dumbness, and lowered vibration, and that time is now to move. It is past. There is no reason for ignorance, dumbness, or lowered vibration if you want, and if you happen to be of the sons of the God, and you don't respond to it, you will soon be dead. Now, isn't that a big threat? I'm not making the threat. I'm interpreting new and future knowledge. As a metaphysician is supposed to, you have to find out whether you can agree with it or not. There is no truth until you decide what truth is, and each person should find that truth out for his or herself. Human, by which if you look in the encyclopedias and dictionary, it says we're all human beings. That's a lie. We are not all human beings. Human is animal man. Hugh was a god Hugh, which were the lower planes, again, under the old teaching of the ancient Sudanese and Nubian people, and later on, the so-called Egyptian people, which was a mixed race. You're going to find out just how mixed in a minute. Human did not come from God. or what we call the Creator, but from lords, or which we now call the Lord God and animals. They were a creation by scientists who we now refer to as Lord Gods. And they made human by engrafting and changing the animal life at different times as they found it on this planet and from other planets, and dropped them off here. God-man, this is the key, and the ones that had the key to the Sphinx and the pyramid, were from the sons of gods, or which we now refer to as the angels. And they were a cross between mankind and the sons of gods, or the angels. Understand this, in fundamentalist teachings, angels are those spirits who represent the Most High and who fly around with wings and live, whether it's in Herod or some of the lower heavens, and do the biddings of God himself. That is a fundamentalist interpretation. I do not decry a religion. I do not argue religion. I say that is only one interpretation of an angel. The other is those who mastered the angles, those who could bend light rays, those who understood the four pillars of the sacred sign of the swastika, which was not called the swastika, but a whole different name. It mastered those who could understand the four rays of consciousness necessary to exist on the fourth dimension, which Earth was supposed to have been into millions of years ago, but got held back by humans. Now, as humans, who are we going to begin to die out, and the sons of God must come to the fore so the angels can return, that awakened person is the one that will now go through changes like you have not seen as he attempts to throw off the dross, the animal, and come into his own consciousness. Mankind came from the lords of different planets and was soulless and could not reproduce. I repeat the three. Human, animal man, made from animal species both on this planet and other planets. God-man, the sons of God, and also sometimes interpreting with mankind, a made person again by Lord gods on other planets. And mankind again by strictly the lords of other planets in this one. Obviously, you can begin to see what I'm inferring. This has nothing to do with the Creator, the prime causation, the cosmic universal logoi. This has to do with people who evolve up the ladder, and because of their knowledge of genetics, their knowledge of geography, their knowledge of astrology, their knowledge of astrophysics, when they come to a planet, you treat them like gods. All of the series that you see now, Babylon 5, Deep Space 9, and all the rest of it, are trying to show you what really may exist in this system and in other systems to let you come into what is now called the Planetary Brotherhood, to awaken from the idea that you are a lone important species. You are not, but now the Earth is becoming an important place, as we will find out for numbers of reasons over this weekend, as we get deeper even tomorrow than we're going to go tonight. This is to awaken those who are not soulless, but have deep spiritual souls. One of the things that black people have found consistently is that in the face of adversity, they sing. In the face of adversity, they can laugh. In the face of adversity, they come together as a unit. And one thing seems to bother them. They know that they're supposed to worship something. They know that they're supposed to be spiritual entities, but they're not finding the results sometimes strong enough. They have found that in following religions fervently enough, really getting on fire with it, miracles do happen. But down deep, they're not satisfied because they still feel there ought to be a shortcut, and they know that something's there, but it's just not quite right, and daggone it, it frustrates me no end. How many have actually felt like that? Don't lie, if you haven't, you haven't. Most of you do. That's why the church is now, the people are going to the strongest word, the best choir, and the best place where they can also make money and meet good mates, and they're falling away from the little churches that just can't make it anymore. Fundamentalism is separating from the advanced spiritual person. Again, I say this, and don't say I came here and talked about the churches and put them down. I'm not. Let each person go to any church they choose. It is their choosing. They will be responsible for their own souls if they have one. I'm saying that there's a difference between a spiritual person and a religious person. A spiritual person does not need a church, for the home and temple of God that they find their souls in is the church, and how they keep it clean and how they keep it out of ignorance and what they do with it shows their manifestation of the God's life. For the other, they need a religious fervor and constantly reminded, because they do not have quite the soul that is arisen to the point where they can again manifest the Creator within them. So they constantly have to remind themselves as a herd come together to give themselves the strength to carry on. That is changing. That's why you're going to find the church being attacked like never before, and leaders in false churches falling like never before, and that's why the Falwells and all the rest of it, and you find them like little animals attacking each other, each one pulling each other down, and the congregation suffering from it. Because man must learn he does not have to go to a church, he is the church. The temple of the living God is not just a folklore or a little thing that is said. The skull that you have, when properly understood, is a temple. It is so full of potential power and glandular interest there that the best way that the ancients could show it was to build a pyramid and say that that is the skull of man, and then show him the difference between the Sphinx and the others that walk the life. Why is it you think that when Napoleon and the grenadiers came out onto the Giza Plateau and they saw the Sphinx looking Negroid in all of its glory, they went crazy and blew the nose off by sending 19 shot rounds into the nose and then coming back and climbing it and pickaxing out the nose, and now they act like they don't know what the Sphinx used to look like. Why they don't, I don't know. They drew pictures of it and they saw what it looked like. It was a Negroid looking person looking outward, eastward. And it showed again that in front of this big pyramid, they put this skull and this animal. Three of the secrets of this pyramid, and there's seven secrets of the pyramid. Three of them is that the head of the man on the Sphinx and the body of the animal simply shows that, if you notice, there's wings on the Sphinx, there's scales on the Sphinx, there was a tail on the Sphinx, there were claws and hooves. It showed that everything that moved, crawled, or flew on earth was subjugated or was dominated by the chief creature of earth, the Son of God, the man's head. But everything on that man's body of the Sphinx needs those other things to survive, until which time its consciousness rises enough and can outgrow them. It can eat fish. It can eat anything that moves and crawls, snails and everything else. It can breathe in air and live very well on that air, if you would. I appreciate that very much. And live on that air, if you would. It can do more things by adapting under different vibrations. It can consume everything on earth and live on it, even to the herbs and the berries, if it goes up that far.
You must awaken now. You are the melanin carriers on this planet. You were the original 12-stranded people, and you were given that privilege through a whole lot of work in time. It was not something given to you by chance. Because you fell from grace and sought to make better than your Creator, you suffered by that you created, and then also was brought to your planet that you created in a higher form. In other words, once you think that you are a god, you must act godlike, not sometime, but all the time. Because once a god falls short, there are so many things that are not godlike just waiting to lapdog you up and tear you apart, that you're open then to the whole holy cost of the cosmos, not the faked holy cost on earth. The real Jews, as you found out, are you. The 13 tribes had nothing to do with just Earth people. It embodied Lucifer Maldek, the exploded planet, which rained down upon you those lost souls, which destroyed a whole planet in your system that you helped sustain. Many of you are reincarnate Maldekians, Luciferians, and you probably don't even want to deal with that, but if it is truth, it will come back to haunt and vibrate. I'm style triggering all your opening points. We'll see which ones run with it. In the great role of play that is a planet, people are brought to it to learn and to show in physical embodiment, physical reality, in a lifetime, what they have learned in the heavens of Earth. What they have learned on the spiritual and mental plane is of no value until in a time when given a physical body with physical challenges, you see what you can do really under pressure. Time and time again, some of these best people failed. And time again, as they failed, it lowered the vibration of the planet until the planet was put into a coma. Thank you. The planet now wants to awaken. It is almost awakened, and the more you begin to channel in successfully this new energy through your pineals, through your melanin, your energy fields will attract more and more of cosmic light. Let's put this another way. Our sun was nothing more than a step-down transformer. Some people call it, if you're into physics, a transducer. It is now a capacitor. It is a step-up transformer. Whereas at one time it filtered out great light and energy that came from deep space to our planet so that we could live under a sun. And you remember the saying, there's nothing new under a sun. And there isn't. In 59, it completely reversed its polarity, and now it is sending forth energy, augmented by the kind of what they call cosmic and gamma rays that are coming into it. This year, by this summer, you will begin to hear more and more about sunspot activity, solar prominences, perturbations, and how our sun is a deadly enemy about to annihilate us all because it is going to burn us up with X-rays and gamma rays. Not all of us. Not all of us. Some of us. And who are the us's? Whoever are the chosen. How are you chosen? You choose yourself by following the disciplines you know you should have been doing, not tomorrow, but yesterday. By doing the readings and the research and taking the time to spend in meditation, the things you thought you should have done 5 years ago, you start them immediately tomorrow. By not being threatened or coerced, you do because of the goading mechanism within your own spiritual consciousness, that you know you should be doing as though a policeman was there or mother was looking, and you do better than both of those authoritarian figures because you are arising. Once you channel in that light, for every one of you, you're worth a thousand of non-channelers because they're the dead. They will not awaken. You cannot wait for them. If you do not do that in mass, you will be subject to the technical prowess of a people who are soulless that now have control of this planet. And if you're ready to go up against them, I bless you. If you're ready to go up against them alone, I feel sorry for you. For you will learn a lesson that will stay with you forever. You cannot match them in their technology. Forget it. What you knew subconsciously and what you know even as you hear the tone and tenor of my voice is true. is that some way or another you could raise a spiritual quality that could match that in some kind of way. You just didn't know how to go about doing it. And you know that you had lost something and you wanted it returned. You have that privilege now. AIDS and every other man-made deceptive agent to stop you from progressing physically and cause your journey of life to end quickly will only be thwarted when you can raise your vibrational rates enough where none of those things can exist within that contact field. And then those that met it and made it will meet out its suffering and suffer the same thing that they started. The planet cannot help you till you vibrate high enough to take the light. It's just that simple. Other than that, you will be destroyed just like those that are trying to destroy your planet once again.
All right, guys. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to this special broadcast of Haru Presents and the Garden of Inspiration. You know, thank you. That's it. And on the words of Dr. Deborah Blair, we'll go out on that, guys. I put in the show notes a YouTube clip of Osaka 4 if you guys, you know, just want some expounded research. You know what I mean? Osei has some great work. His books are, again, on our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. There's two books up there, but you can contact him. He has a slew of different books. And they're not only, you know, if he don't give it to you for free, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean be a taker, okay, y'all? That, I'm just saying he's very nice, you know, when it comes to information and material. You know, at the end of the day, we want people to have the information and material. It's not about the money, ultimately. You know what I'm saying? The money is great, but, you know, just don't be a taker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just be in a balanced energy, guys. You know, just donate and show that you appreciate, you know, people, you know, at times. So pleasure, my pleasure to intuitively come on and just give you what was just coming through me, and what a great way to end this broadcast today with Dr. Deborah Blair. An honor to everybody I featured in this, who I look up to all of you and appreciate all of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you again. On that note, guys, join us every weekend. We do this Spiritual Soul Sunday every Sunday, Motivational Classroom every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. And, yeah, guys, it's been great. All right. Have a great week. Until next time. Peace.